Introduce the first of tonight's shares, who is Emma.
Hi, I'm Emma and I'm an addict. I feel really nervous about doing this and I didn't want to do it. And it was just put on me at last minute, and someone outside said to me, well, if the person who didn't turn up who was meant to do the chair, then you're meant to do it, and say yes. So that's one thing recovery's taught me, that I have to sometimes do the things that I don't want to do and push through them. And I just feel really, really nervous, and I haven't done a share for a long, long time, let alone in a meeting this big. I come into recovery about 27, and I was in an institution, and I went from that institution into a rehab, and I weren't quite sure what to make out of it, and I was just glad for the fact that I weren't locked up anymore. So, and that was the only way that I could do my detox, I think, was being locked up. So I didn't know whether I wanted to hang around or stay in recovery, but I managed to complete this treatment centre. And when I got out, my mother died, and it was a really, really difficult moment. And I started going to meetings, and meeting people in meetings just sort of carried me through. And because my aim was just to put my mum at peace and then carry on using. And then when she died, the love that I got from the fellowship, I thought, well, I want my mum to look down on me and be proud now. So I just hanged around and I just carried on doing meetings, and so many people reached out to me. I made so many new friends. And I went through that process of change, and then I managed to find someone and I asked him to be my sponsor. And at the time, I asked this woman to be my sponsor because she was going through the same things that I'd gone through. Her mum had just, like, passed away. So she sponsored me, and I went through the steps with her quite quickly. I got up to step 8, and she went away. She went away to Thailand for about 4 or 5 months to Cambodia. Yeah, and she went to help other people. And during that process, I wouldn't replace my sponsor. I just wouldn't get a new sponsor. And I started getting really disconnected with meetings and from the fellowship and from myself as well, really. But I didn't actually realise that I was going through that process. And so I sort of had this little lapse in my behaviour through not replacing this woman and getting a new sponsor. And then I picked up my 2 years at Brixton meeting, and I went away to Thailand myself for Christmas, which was a really amazing experience. And if I hadn't been in recovery, I wouldn't been able to do that, gone away, to a country like that. And before I knew it, I had a drink in my hand. And I got caught coming out of a bar by two other recovering addicts, and they were like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm with these Australian people and I've just picked up a drink. But I didn't get to finish that drink because I got caught by two recovering addicts. So I come back from Thailand and I carried on doing meetings, but I handed in all my commitments and I felt a lot of shame. But I carried on this process of going to meetings and tried to push through this to, in the end, that I couldn't I couldn't come to terms with my clean time, so I had to do something really courageous. I wouldn't suggest this, but I had a drink, and when I had that drink, I felt a major amount of relief because I'd had a sip of a drink and I really did not know where my clean time was at from that sip. So by now I'd had a drink, I'd had a lapse, and I knew where it was in my head, and I knew where my recovery was at, but I had to start again from the beginning. And that was the most freeing experience. That was the best thing that I could have ever done, because the things that I were doing at the beginning of my recovery, I obviously wasn't doing towards the end of my recovery, and that's why I lost 2 years clean time. So I got over my self-pity and got out of this space of feeling sorry for myself, and managed to hold my head up and come to meetings and not get over that certain element of shame that it was only me feeling, no one else noticed it. And I decided to get a sponsor, and I decided to carry on a commitment that I kept a commitment for the last 3 years of my recovery. I've had a commitment in the same home group, which has really, really helped me. And I'm secretary there now, which has really, really benefited me, because I've gone from being a greeter to doing the literature commitment to being secretary. And I think being plugged into the same home group has really helped me, because that was somewhere that I was able to go and be honest and get really real about what was going on, and that I'd had been in a really, really painful place, and my recovery just went a bit tits up, and it happened really, really subtly. So I decided to get back on the program, and I decided to start going back to meetings, and I started to get a little bit more connected with NA. And I found a strong home group, and I asked someone to be my sponsor there. And I had someone in mind, but I didn't, like, sort of ask them straight away. And I thought, well, if they're at that meeting tonight, then I'll ask them. And I thought, oh great, they're not at this meeting. And then straight as the meeting was about to finish, they walked in. So I grabbed that opportunity and I asked them to be my sponsor. And I've started recently working the steps again, and my recovery started to grow again to a different place. And and that's when I feel good about myself. When I do go to meetings, and when I do help other people, and when I do connect it with other people, that's when I feel at my most best. It's not always what I want to do. Like tonight, I didn't want to do this chair. Sometimes I don't want to go to a meeting. Sometimes I don't want to be sponsored, but sometimes it's about doing the things that I don't want to do in order to get well and grab a bit of recovery. And when I push through them real painful times and barriers, that's when I seem to get growth. How much longer have I got?
5 more minutes.
Brilliant. Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. 15 minutes is going a long time. I think recovery has, it's helped me rebuild relationships in my life. It's given me choices, whereas when I was using, I didn't have no choice but to use. You know, my choices were totally taken away from me. Whereas, as long as I stay clean, and I remember it's the first one that does the damage, then I'm in for a chance, which was quite difficult for me when I lapsed, because I lapsed on a straight Baileys, and I thought, well, I didn't pick up another drink, but the reality is it's the first one that does the damage, and it's what happens after that. And if what happens next is that I would have ended up picking up drugs, not maybe at that immediate time and moment, but later on, that would have, no doubt about it. I haven't got any doubts. I do believe that I'm an addict, and I do believe that I've got a disease, and I think that was like, I think it was really good that I'd done that work again and looked at that stuff, because I was walking around 2 years clean, and I didn't think for a minute I had a reservation, but obviously I must have. But recovery has been good to me, and you know, I have got such a different life now, and I things are really, really different, and I've got good friends around me, and it's been tough at times, but the main thing is that I've always got to meetings when I've needed to get to meetings, and I've always connected with people, and I've stayed in touch with fellowship, and I think having step three as well has helped me as well, because and knowing that I can't do it alone, and I have, you know, I have got a power greater than myself, and I do tap into that on a daily basis, and that is what's kept me, and that's when I can't carry myself, that's like God carries me when I can't carry myself, and I'm not frightened to use the word God either. Step one and two and three, I just think that I just keep it really simple, and in my head I think, well, I can't, you can, and I let you. That's my step one, two and three, and it's just as simple as that. And I'm working on doing my step four. I haven't actually got there. I've done a step four in the past, but it'd be brilliant to do step four again, because I think so much more will be revealed now, and it'd be completely different to when from 3 years ago. So I think I learn a hell of a lot more. And I've been really nervous doing this chair, and thanks, I'm going to leave it there.